وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today there is a story we bring to you regarding Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, who was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. And he had one very good quality. He loved saying salams to people. So he had been the beloved of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying salam to everybody, young and old, rich or poor. He even said salams to the little children playing in the street. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very much, and he loved to do exactly what the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did himself. So he also would also say salams to everyone he met. So he emulated our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In fact, in our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the perfect example. We must try and read, you know, every night, some aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that our children can inculcate in their hearts the love of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your iman is not complete until you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than you love your own parents, more than you love your own children, more than you love entire than mankind. So when you have this love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our children would also want to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually will lead us to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a prescription in the noble Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. You know, they tell the people, if they make a declaration that they love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then make my ittiba, follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, he would go to the market every day around all the different bazaars where other Muslims would be selling different things. But even though Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala had been going every day, he wouldn't buy anything. What was he doing? He was going to the market every day. For what purpose? He would go and say salams. He would greet the shopkeepers and the men in the street. He would greet people sitting down and people standing. He would greet any person he met, high or low in status. So someone noticed this too and asked Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala, why he would go to the market every day but did not buy anything. So he says, you come daily to the bazaar without fail, but you never buy or sell anything. You don't wander in and around the shops or idly chat with shopkeepers. Instead, you always pass by the bazaar and go away again without stopping anywhere. So why do you do this? And he gave a beautiful reply. He says, I go to the bazaar to offer salam to the people. So replied Abdullah Ibn Khattab, Ibn Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. So there's a great lesson from us. Rasulullah s.a.w. also said, afshu salam baynakum. Make the salam, you know, spread it amongst yourselves. Make it a custom amongst you. So when we see anybody, you know, when we make salam, we are delivering a message to him that you have, you know, salam and peace upon you. In other words, from my side, you are at absolute peace. I will not harm you in any way. And, you know, this is a greeting that brings about great amount of reward as well. Now we're going to go on to another interesting story. And this is the story of a boy by the name of Nabil. And, you know, Nabil looks into the paddy field. He watches the tadpole swimming. It's a planting season. The paddy fields are flooded. Now farmers are going to remove the seedlings from the seed beds, and they're going to transplant them into the fields. The warm, wet climate in the tropics is ideal for growing rice and etc., you know, in the paddies. Meanwhile, the tadpoles are having fun swimming in the empty field. So Nabil is waiting for his father to take him to the masjid. So this is a lesson for us, that Nabil is showing us that even if you be involved in anything, when the time for salat comes, you must be ready to go for salat. So he hears his father calling him, Nabil, where are you? So Nabil replies, I'm coming, Abba. So he rushes to the road to meet his father. So as they start walking, they hear a sound. And a sound now. And our little children will enjoy that. Squish. 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 Squish sound. So what is this noise? And Nabil asks. So they stop to listen. But the noise stops as well. As they start walking again, they hear the noise again. Squish. Squish. And so it carries on. So again they stop to listen. Again the noise stops. They're very puzzled. Is someone following us? Nabil asks as he looks back, but no one is there. So what could the noise be? Is it a bird in the sky? Or is it an insect in the paddy field? Again, they start walking and they hear the same noise. So Nabil looks down at his shoes and he squeals in delight. He says, it's my shoes. They are wet and they're making the squishing sound. So they both laugh, you know, the father and the son. So his father looks at Nabil's shoes and exclaims, Nabil, there is a hole in your shoe. So now, you know, it's sucking in the water. And as you're walking, it's making the squishing sound. So we need to buy you a new pair of shoes. Next week, when I get some money, inshallah ta'ala, I will put aside some money for your shoes first. Whenever you intend doing anything, you must say, inshallah. So Nabil is very excited. Shopping for new shoes is going to be real fun. So on Monday after school, Nabil asks his father, he says, Abba, can we go shopping for my shoes? So his father says, sabr, sabr, patience, Nabil. Then Nabil says to his father, but Abba, today I saw my friend Azam wearing a nice pair of black shoes. So his father says, Alhamdulillah, that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him. So on Tuesday after school, Nabil asks his father again, he says, Abba, can we go shopping for my shoes? So his father says the same thing. He says, sabr, sabr, Nabil. Then Nabil says to his father, he says, Abba, today I saw Ustaz Marwan wearing a new pair of white shoes. So his father says, Alhamdulillah, that is what Allah Ta'ala has given to him. So on Wednesday after school, Nabil asks his father again, he says, Abba, can we go shopping for my shoes? So his father says, sabr, Nabil. Today I saw the postman wearing smart blue shoes, you know. So Nabil was just every time noticing people's shoes. So this time also, Or, you know, when the father says, I saw the postman wearing some smart shoes, then Nabil said, Alhamdulillah, that is what Allah Ta'ala has given to him. So on Sunday comes the weekend, and Nabil again says, he says, Abba, can we go shopping for my shoes? So his father says, yes, today after Zuhr Salah, inshallah, we will go and buy your shoes. So Nabil performs his Zuhr Salah and quickly gets ready to go out shopping. So at the shoe shop, Nabil sees a nice pair of black shoes. So he says, Abba, these shoes look very smart. And his father says, yes, they look great. So his father looks at the price. And the father says, Nabil, we can only spend $25 for your shoes. These shoes cost $55. It would be a waste to buy these expensive shoes. This is an extravagance. We would be spending an extra $30. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to be extravagant. So Nabil, what do you think we can use the $30 for? So Nabil's father then reads an ayat of the noble Quran, you know, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the extravagant people. Nabil says, okay, we will not be extravagant, my dear father. He's an obedient child. So then Nabil sees a pair of brown shoes and they look very nice. And he says, these shoes are $27 only. Can I buy them? So his father looks at the shoes and he says, yeah, these shoes are just right for you. So as the salesman looks for the right side of the shoes, Nabil is now still walking and wandering around the shop. And then he sees a pair of shoes that cost only $17. So and he likes the shoelaces on them. It caught his eye. So he says, Abba, Abba. Nabil calls out to his father and he runs to the other side of the shop in excitement. Can I buy this pair of white shoes? They've got some little bells on them also, he says. They are cheaper than the brown shoes. We will save some money too. Do you know how much money we will save, Baba? He's telling his father, he says, Abba, how much money we'll save? So his father says, are you sure you want these shoes, Nabil? I don't mind paying $27 for the brown shoes if you want them. His father was telling him. So he says, no, I don't want the expensive brown shoes. I want these white shoes, which are cheaper. And they look quite nice also. And he tells his father now, we must not waste money. So he already took a lesson from his father that we mustn't become spendthrifts and waste money. So, you know, then Nabil reminds his father, he says, you know, in the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala does not like the extravagant ones. His father smiles. So imagine a shopping experience becomes time for teaching your child a Quranic ayat. So his father smiles when Nabil finishes his reading the verse. He says, well, Nabil, now you have a new pair of white shoes. So Nabil replies, Alhamdulillah, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. So he's very happy, keeps looking at his new white shoes, smiles and keeps on saying, Alhamdulillah. So on the way back, Nabil's father says, you can have $10 you save by buying these white shoes. You can do what you want with it. But remember to do only what will earn you and bring you the pleasure of Allah. So when Allah brings risk and provision to us, He waits also to see what we do with it. So this $10 bill comes as a gift from you to from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. Then he says, whatever blessings you have is from Allah. This is also an ayat in the noble Quran. So the next day, Nabil is thinking of what he would like to do with all the money. It's a lot of money and he's never had so much before. At first, he thinks he would like to spend all the money on ice cream or chocolates or even buy a toy car in the supermarket. And as the thought makes him very excited, he then asks himself, will Allah be pleased with me if I spend all the money on myself? So the next day, after school, he sits down with his father and starts writing down his ideas. So Nabil decides to use the money in 5 different ways. So he starts to think. He says, how much money is there for me to use for each way if I divide 10 into 5? So he sees that $2 to give his mother, whom he loves very much. He can spend $2 for himself. He can buy $2 to buy treats for his brothers and sisters. He can save $2 and the last $2 you can give to the poor family who lives near the masjid. So he says to himself, Allah will be pleased with me if I use the money in this way rather than if I spend it all on myself. So now the child is learning not to be selfish. So the next day he goes with his mom to visit the poor family. When they reach the house, they hear some children crying. So Nabil and his mom say, Assalamu alaikum, Maryam. Maryam comes out and reply, Wa alaikum salam. One little girl follows her and keeps saying, I am hungry, mom. I am hungry, mom. Give me some food. So Nabil's mother gives some old clothes to her, and Nabil gives his $2 to her. So she's very happy and says, Alhamdulillah. So she immediately whispers to her son to go and buy a packet of rice so she can cook it for his little sister. There is nothing in the house to eat. So even though she speaks very softly, Nabil and his mother can hear. So Nabil is very upset and shocked. There is nothing to eat in Maryam's house. So at his house, there is always something to eat. He puts his hand in his pocket, feels the balance of the money. He realizes that she needs the money to feed the family, but he does not need the extra money. So he decides to give the full balance of $8 to Aunt Maryam. So he immediately sees her face lit up, and even more, you know, as she keeps repeating, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. So she tells the son to buy some more rice and dried fish. And when they reach home, Nabil starts crying as he remembers the family who has no food in their house. So his mother consoles him and says, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends rizq to whomsoever he wishes. So Allah, he's learning lessons in the process all the time. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives more to some and waits to see whether they will spend it all on themselves or will they share with those who are in need. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their wealth, there is a share for the beggar and the one who doesn't have it. So Nabil looks at his new shoes and says, Alhamdulillah, I am so happy I bought this pair of white shoes, saved some money in the process, $10, and therefore I could give it to their family. So our children all get caught up with labels, and we ourselves, you know, become spendthrifts when it comes to weddings. There's so much money that we spend which we shouldn't be spending. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna a'zaman nikahi barakatan aysaruhu ma'una. The wedding with the greatest blessing is the one in which there is the least amount of inconvenience. And what inconvenience we put ourselves through for weeks and weeks. And we'll please everybody, you know. We'll please our children, our friends, you know, our parents and our neighbors and our relatives. But we don't care if we displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So teach our children. I remember Marhum Maulana Abu Bakr Bamji came for a program, a youth program to Binoni. And he says, tell the children, you know, you want these labeled shoes, go and toil and work for it with your sweat and buy it. Don't live off the fat of your fathers. So we must learn, you know, not to be extravagant, because that's what the noble Quran teaches us. The spendthrifts, innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. They are the brothers of the shaitan, and utilize our money, you know, to assist others as well. And this will be so wonderful because we are sending forth good deeds for ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.